My name is Nathan Ruggles. I'm from Candler, North Carolina, and I work as an Amazon driver. Well, right now we're with a group of people in Marion, North Carolina, and we are here to support workers striking for more rights, for wages being raised to $15 an hour. And we're here to put pressure on the government to federally raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Tell me your situation as far as wages.
I was attracted to being an Amazon driver because they offered to start me out at $15 an hour. And, you know, me having two kids, I had been working mostly near minimum wage jobs for most of my life. And now having two kids, that's what attracted me to this particular job with Amazon, because I saw that as a chance to make a living wage. And, you know, and that's why I'm out here helping for this fight for 15, is because I understand how important it is to have $15 to, first off, it's essential for me to raise my kids. I need that $15 to thrive, to have any kind of decent life.
Tell me what kind of difference it made when you took the switch from a lower paying job to $15 an hour. Help people understand what kind of difference that can make.
Oh, goodness. I can pay health care. I can buy, I can pay for more food. I can go on small vacations with my kids, and, you know, it helps me pay for gas, helps me pay rent to live in a decent house. Like, there are so many things that it can help with, just basic needs stuff. You know, I'm not buying a bunch of extra things. These are essential things for me to be happy and support my kids and have a decent life.
In this area, it is where there are a lot of people working in service industry, and how expensive it is to live in many parts of Western North
Carolina. Yeah, $800 is considered a decent rent. You know, if you're paying $800, you're good for a house that would house three people. You know, it's extremely frustrating that North Carolina has decided to be in the bottom 10 of states that have not raised the minimum wage at all. We're at the lowest possible right now. Other states have decided to raise it, whether it's on a step-up manner, you know, or just right out raising it to whatever it is, you know, something that is close to 15. But North Carolina has decided to stay at the bare minimum.
As a worker, what does that feel like?
I feel angry. I feel angry that they believe that, for whatever reason, they're deciding to just ignore workers. They're ignoring people who would really benefit. Their lives would truly benefit. It's like they don't care about poor people or, you know, I feel like they're getting taken advantage of. I feel like there's a certain amount of oppression in that, and it's just angry. And I feel bad for the people who keep fighting.
Are you hopeful?
I'm very hopeful in that I see more and more people waking up to what's going on, and more people willing to mobilize and get together and talk about these issues and bring them out more to the public, like what we're doing today. These kinds of events, while we may not have hundreds of people at the moment, these kinds of small events are really important to help change the hearts and minds of people about this issue. Many people don't get what's happening. They don't understand what's going on. So it's very important to spread this information to people.
Anything else you want to share about this day or, you know, the passion you're obviously feeling?
Well, I would say, first off, I appreciate the opportunity to speak and have my voice heard, you know, and I'm just one of hundreds of people, thousands of people, 32 million Americans that are really in dire need of this minimum wage raise, and to have the PRO Act passed in Congress. And what that is going to do is to help people feel more comfortable to unionize, to form unions that give them more rights in the workspace, to not be retaliated against or fired for talking about what they make in their wages or asking for more, for many more work rights, benefits, paid time off, sick leave, hazard pay for COVID. Like, there's so many things that a lot of these workers are not getting. So that's another one of our push, is to get this PRO Act passed through Congress so people can organize without fear of retaliation to get these benefits that they truly need.